You want to hear something crazy?
What's what? Crazy?
I found out that another radio personality was after my wife yesterday.
What?
Not in the way that Big Al Mac is after my wife. He was just trying to get her on his show.
Why?
Well, I don't know. See, it's not a show that we're in direct competition with.
Right.
But it's a pretty big show. I mean, it is
sure,
Ryan freaking Seacrest.
Yeah.
So she was apparently laying in bed yesterday on her computer. And she sees one of our friends, our mutual friends in L.A. post something about how to get your kids to eat vegetables. And it's weird because this guy is not married. He doesn't have kids. In fact, he doesn't like women. So
you talking about Ryan?
Oh, come on.
No, not Ryan. This particular guy. Kelly.
We said the same thing.
No, not Ryan.
That's what we're thinking.
It was not a post from Ryan. It was
okay.
our mutual friend posted this. And so,
okay.
So Kinsey responded how she got Kaysen to like vegetables.
Gotcha.
And all of a sudden, she gets a call from L.A. Just her phone starts ringing. Well, she forgot that this person is one of the producers for Ryan Seacrest. And so he calls her and goes, hey, I saw your post on Facebook. Can we get you on Ryan's show? He wants to talk to you about it. And so she tells me this, and I get excited. I'm like, that's awesome.
Yeah.
You get to be on Ryan's show. You get to tell him I say hi. That's a win-win for everybody.
Tell him you said.
That's her goal.
And she looks
JC says hi.
And she gets all serious, looks me in the eye, and says, I said no.
Why?
I was like, why not? You would be L.A.
Why?
And she goes, I didn't want a radio cheat on you. So she flat and I saw the text messages. Homeboy was trying hard. He's like, please just come on. Ryan really wants to use your story. She's like, you tell Ryan to just read my Facebook post because I will not cheat on my radio husband.
Aww, give her permission to swing this one.
I told her she could. I wanted her to, and she said no.
Wow.
You think she's secretly scared because Ryan's so intimidating, you know? It's like one thing to talk to us on the radio because she knows us.
Right, right.
But that's like, he's superstar status.
Well, I choose to think she just didn't want to do it because she wanted to make me happy.
Well, what's her story?
Tell us.
Go ahead and spoil it for Ryan. So now it's ruined and he can't even read her Facebook post.
It's probably not the best way to get your kids to eat vegetables, but you got to find something your kid likes. In our particular case, Kaysen loves ketchup.
Mm-hmm.
So you just put a little dab of ketchup on his plate, and then you give them their broccoli or their green beans or whatever they don't want to eat.
Dip it in the ketchup.
And then you dip it in the ketchup.
Ew.
And then that way they eat their vegetables.
Broccoli and ketchup.
Unfortunately.
Wow, what a unique idea. Because instead, you know, I never thought of ketchup before because I use ranch.
Hey, it was good enough for...
Yeah, I mean, what in the world? That's like...
I don't know.
Not even an exciting...
I do that with my puppy, you know, when I had a puppy.
What? I've heard of people doing different things. Like, my friend would tell, you know, like, beets...
Mm-hmm.
Or red pickles,
mm-hmm.
and you know broccoli or little baby trees and
you
things like that,
that
and they think that's fun.
It kind of actually doesn't even work for us because Kaysen ends up just sucking the ketchup off the vegetable and doesn't even eat it.
And throwing it back out.
So it's actually not a real good tip.
Wow.
It wouldn't have worked out anyways.
Well, that would have been
funny.
Cool though, to have kids on Ryan Seacrest's show.
She ruined our chance to develop a friendship.
Right.
It could have been your in.
I don't need an in.
It wouldn't hurt.
No, I didn't.
Tell Ryan I said hi.
Yeah.